communicated. But here you and I are left 2,000 years later, looking at it, considering it, thinking about it. Verse 1, "For as touching the ministering to the saints, it is superfluous for me to write to you. For I know the forwardness of your mind, for which I boast of you to them of Macedonia, that Achaia was ready a year ago, and your zeal hath provoked very many. Yet have I sent the brethren, lest our boasting of you should be in vain in this belief, that as I said, ye may be ready. Lest happily, if they of Macedonia come with me and find you unprepared, we, that we say not ye, should be ashamed in this same confident boasting. Therefore I thought it necessary to exhort the brethren that they would go before unto you and make up beforehand your bounty, whereof ye had notice before, that the same might be ready as a matter of bounty and not of covetousness. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, and he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as he purposeth in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of a necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that ye, always having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. As it is written, he hath dispersed abroad, he hath given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, and multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. For the administration of this service not only supplieth the want of the saints, but is abundant also by many thanksgivings unto God. Whilst by the experiment of this ministration, they glorify God for your professed subjection unto the gospel of Christ, and for your liberal distribution unto them and unto all men. And by their prayer for you, which long after you for the exceeding grace of God in you." We see in verse 11, being enriched in everything to all bountifulness, which causeth through us thanksgiving to God. So the sharing gave them thanksgiving to God. And ultimately, in verse 13, it says that they pray. Verse 14, "And by their prayer for you, which long after you." You see the beautiful relationship there of giving, receiving, praying, back and forth. You see the beauty of that relationship. And then he gives us verse 15, "Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift." Other translations call it indescribable. And it's the only time in Scripture that this word is used. The gift of brotherhood, sharing, working, the beauty of that, the satisfaction that we feel when that just comes together in the right way, is an unspeakable gift. It's something that God has given us that is just so beautiful that John says, "How could I be a part of that?" And other people say, in England, it's disappearing, but you have it. It's a beauty of working together that is the indescribable, unspeakable gift. And may that be our challenge, that we can't do this by ourselves. This is a brotherhood that works together. And as questions, as dissensions, as issues, as challenges come up and we work through them, that it's the beauty that God, and I say this word and it's Dutchy, but God works two ways by. God has prepared here, he's prepared here, and they come together by his divine inspiration. That comes from Dutch. God can work wherever in the world, and he can work here. And Romans said in the beginning, well, the word didn't get out, but on the other hand, we grew as fast. Asal is growing as fast as it can grow. It's a metered growth by God, and that's beautiful. monitored by his brethren that I didn't know about it till now, and that'll work out, and God is in will work and control and all of that. And I'm glad that he is. I am blessed in two different organizations that I'm involved in, and one organization we've actually called our organizer a hopeless visionary. When he sees a problem, he says, "There's God has an answer to this," and that's his life ministry. I am not a hopeless visionary. Maybe I am a visionary, and God has called me to support the hopeless visionaries among us. I don't know who God has called you to support. Maybe you're the hopeless visionary as well. God bless you for the answers and solutions as God gives you those answers, and as you work in God's kingdom where he has placed you. Let's be faithful. Let's continue to develop that unspeakable, that indescribable gift of brotherhood.